This is Doki and Taj Mahal. Hi, I'm Maya. I love to go on fun adventures in India with my brother Neil. Hi, I'm Neil. We live in Chicago. We just landed in Delhi. Come join us. Hi, I am Chinzu, the squirrel. I love to join my friends on their trips. This is the map of India. India is a big country and has many states, languages, festivals, and dances. Do you see the blue star on the map? That is where Delhi is. Do you see the red star? That is where Taj Mahal is. Maya, Neil, and Chinzu arrive at their cousin Vishal's house. In Hindi, brother is called Baya. Vishal, Baya, we are so excited to explore Delhi with you. Maya says, yes, we will have a fun adventure. Vishal smiles. He gives them warm hugs. Come inside and rest. Vishal brings them in. Tomorrow we will visit a very cool building called the Red Fort. They head out early next morning and reach a massive red building. This is Lal Kila. It means red fort. A long time ago, kings and queens lived here, Vishal says. Maya and Neil stare in wonder. They have never seen such a big fort. Who made this fort, Vishal, Baya? Neil asks. A king named Shah Jahan, Vishal replies while showing them around. This fort used to have the world's largest diamond. It's called the Hahinor Diamond, Vishal adds. Neil closes his eyes to imagine a massive sparkly stone. It must have been so cool, he says dreamily. Let's go, kids, Vishal laughs. I want to show you an exciting evening concert. Later in the evening, they arrive in front of a huge stage with bright lights. They see dancers and musicians on stage. Maya and Neil love the music and dance along. This concert is called the Quatab Festival. You see that tall building behind the stage? That is the tallest brick building in the world. It is called Quatab Minar, Vishal explains. How tall is it? Neil asks. Vishal thinks. If about 75 four-year-olds stood on each other's shoulder, they will finally reach the top. The next morning, the kids wake up very excited. Vishal had mentioned last night about riding a rickshaw. Maya, Neil, and Chinzu cannot wait to find out what that is. They arrive at a very busy place. The streets are filled with people, cars, motorcycles, and cool-looking bike rides called rickshaws. They climb onto the rickshaw, and the driver paddles along. Kids, this place is called Chandni Chowk. It is a big market, Vishal shares. After a fun rickshaw ride, Vishal takes them to a food shop. A man is squeezing a cloth filled with gooey white dough. The dough drops into hot oil and comes out in fun round shapes. Wow, this smells amazing. Maya and Neil sniff, Chinzu nods. This is called jellybean, Vishal explains. The kids and Chinzu bite into the sweet, crunchy jellybean and look very happy. The next morning, they drive up to a place with very cool-looking structures. Maya and Neil cannot tell what these structures are. This is John's car, Mom's car. Miss Joel says, with a wide sweep of his hand, these structures were made to measure how the sun, moon, and planets move around in space. Rachel adds, what is that triangle-shaped one? Maya points to a tall structure. Ah, that is the sundial. Let me tell you more, Rachel says. Sundial at Jantar Mantar. This triangle-shaped structure at Jantar Mantar is called Samrat Yantra, or the king's instrument. It is a sundial and a giant clock. A sundial works by measuring the position of the sun's shadow. Samrat Yantra is a clock that can tell time very correctly. You can even make a sundial yourself. Make your own sundial. What do you need? Paper, plate, pencil, ruler, straw. How to make? 1. Write the number 12 on one corner of the plate. Draw a line from the center of the plate to number 12. 2. Stick a straw through the center of the plate. 3. Bring the plate outside at noon and set it on the ground. Make sure the shadow of the straw falls exactly on the line from the center to 12. 4. After every hour, mark the position of the shadow by writing 1, 2, 3, and so on. 5. The next day, you can tell what time it is by looking where the shadow falls. Early next morning, they all get in the car for a long drive. On the way, they see a massive gate. This is the famous India Gate, Rachel explains. India Gate was made to remember brave soldiers. The kids look out the window quietly and enjoy the beautiful scene. They drive for a long time and take a snack break. We are now in a place called Agra, Rachel says. Neil spots a big white building in the distance. What is that building with a dome? It looks magical, Neil asks. That is the world-famous Taj Mahal, Rachel smiles. His eyes sparkle with excitement. I bet you have never seen anything like it, he says with a mysterious smile. Chinty jumps up and down. All four of them walk up to the Taj Mahal. Their jaws drop and they stare in wonder. Taj Mahal is even more beautiful up close. It is sparkly white like a magical palace. Maya explains. Chinty claps his hands. Let me tell you more about Taj Mahal, Michelle says. Story of Taj Mahal. Once there was a king named Shah Jahan. He had a queen named Mumtaz Mahal. The king and queen each loved other very much. Sadly, Mumtaz Mahal died. Shah Jahan was very sad. He decided to build the Taj Mahal to remember her. It took 20 years to make the Taj Mahal. Do you know 1,000 elephants helped to make the Taj Mahal? Elephants are very strong. They can carry heavy things. It took 20,000 people to make the Taj Mahal. That is a lot of people. If you spoke to each person for 1 minute, you will have to talk nonstop for 14 days and nights. Wow, that was one amazing adventure, Maya says. Yes, we learned so much about Delhi and the Taj Mahal. This is now one of our favorite cities to visit, Neil says. Chintu nods. He does a happy squirrel dance. We cannot wait for our next adventure. I wonder where that will be. We hope you can join us then, Maya, Neil, and Chintu say. Until then, namaste. The end.